Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. This is the ninth chapter. Tavlin Hayetzer Keitzad. How does the Torah function as a Tavlin Hayetzer? First, a summary really of what we've done over the past few chapters. Hatira Megina Aleinu Bifnei HaChet. The Torah protects us from Chet. Umatzila Isanu Megiruyei HaYetzer. And saves us from the stimulation of the Yetzer. Kol Zman She'anu Oskimba. As long as we're involved with it. He tavlin la yetzer, that's chazal, tavlin, umvateles hirhurim. It causes, it annuls and counteracts inappropriate thoughts. Rashi in Bava Basra Daf Zayin. Ve'ein yetzer ha'arayos mizgabe ela belev panim min ha'chokhmah. This is the formulation of the Rambam. That yetzer ha'arayos only finds room to function when the heart is empty of chokhmah, at the end of Isurei Bi'ah. One who finds that this isn't working is learning, and nonetheless, he does have inappropriate thoughts. Or he finds himself failing in a particular area. Necessarily, there's some weakness in one of the subjects of the Torah. Therefore, the protection, the saving features of the Torah were not functioning perfectly. He has to pay attention and analyze where it is that he has to be stronger. Given the general structure of learning that we have today, the methodology of learning that is followed today, we can divide involvement in Torah to five subjects. Somebody who's strong in all five is assured of not failing. These are the five subjects. Gemara be'iyun, learning the iyun, beki'us, breath, halacha, tirash bichsav, umusar. In addition, there's a Siddur, Achlat Filan Akdishim Yitzay Hashem Perek Miyuchad. We're going to devote a specific chapter to Tefillah, so we're not going to deal with it now. But Isbonen Biktzara B'Miktzois Eles. So each of the coming paragraphs is devoted to one of these subjects. Aleph, Limud Be'iyun. Yesoida Limud. The foundation of learning is Yedi'a Berura Bagmara Rashi V'Tayesafois, a clear knowledge of the Gemara and Rashi and Tayesafois. To the point where a person has a vivid illustration of whatever is being discussed in the sugya. A clarity, a clear distinction as to the difference between the havamina and the maskana. And what it is that Rashi and Tosfos disagree about. That's the foundation. When a person has clarity on these issues, one already can ascertain the main points in the sugya that require clarification. So with that, one then approaches the Rishonim, Rosh, Ran, Rashba, Rambam. Halamdan she'omad kvar l'nekudos ha'ikariyos shel ha'sugya. A person, a lamdan, who's already ascertained the main points in the sugya, he will find that he's anticipated what the Rishonim are going to say. If a person learnt, as we said above, clarity in the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, to the point where a person has a vivid understanding of it, clarity about the difference between Havamina and Maskana, clarity about the difference between Rashi and Tosfos, the student will then anticipate the main points that the Rishonim will discuss. Ein leharboys bistaklus b'Rishonim rabim. One should not look at numerous Rishonim, ki ze mevalbel esadas. It just causes confusion. Only when some matter has not yet been sufficiently clarified, yesh lechapes b'Rishonim acherim. Then one can look at other Rishonim. Mishin isorer be'ezo hi'ara, a person who's got some insight, some particular point, v'roitze l'archiv o'isah v'livdok estechonusa, he wants to elaborate on it, he wants to check if it's correct. Yayen basugya bechol makom shimufia bashas. He should look at the sugya in other places where it appears. Often we have parallel sugyos. It appears in this masechta in a very similar or sometimes virtually identical sugya in another place in Shas. Uvriv rishonim emvarim eisa. And the rishonim that clarify it. Im acharei kol yegia b'rishonim. if after this toil in Rishonim, adayin lo yisbera sugya kol suga, the sugi is still not sufficiently clear, rak as poinim el achronim ayikrim, you can see where the author has emphasized, then and only then does one turn to the main achronim, the Pnei Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva Eger, Kitzos Echoshin, and Sivois. And afterwards, b'shirim shegdolei rashi yeshivos shiru oir, the shirim of the great rashi yeshivos, of Shimon Shkop and Rav Baruch Ber, things like that that have been published. Unekoit klala biyadach. This is the klal. Literally, grasp this in your hand. This is the main principle. Ikar amaleinu be'iyun. The ikar effort in iyun hu begapat v'rishonim davkei. Specifically in Gemara, Purashi, Tosfos, and the Rishonim, not the Achronim. The Achronim, because they poured so much light on the sugya, they leave very little room for the student to make an effort with his own mind. The purpose of learning is to make an effort with our own mind, to understand the Gemara correctly, to transform our minds into Sechel Shel Torah. Therefore, it is not wise to rush into the Achronim and to spend much time in looking at the Achronim and to amuse oneself, to amuse oneself through that. We give ourselves too much leeway over here. We too makele then with our own effort. This can almost just about block a person's growth in Torah. B'seifei shel beru ha-sugei merishonim. At the end of clarifying the sugei with rishonim, yesh le'ayen b'sifei ha-shulhan aruch ha-misyachasim elea. One should look at the particular chapters of Shulhan Aruch that relate to the sugei, ima mefarshim ha-ikariim shelei, with the main mefarshim of the Shulhan Aruch, asher milvad chashivus ha-yadi halacha lemaseh. Besides the importance of knowing halacha by itself, that in itself is important. But besides it, zoi segula yekara lizkoyas ha-sugei. This is a very potent way of remembering the sugya, as we mentioned previously. It's a very potent method to remember the sugya. Halimud al derech yiras shamayim ganuz b'limud halacha lemaaseh. We've mentioned this point before. Learning in the way with the methodology of yiras shamayim, which we spoke about in the context of, or rather using the example of Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, that is intertwined with learning halacha lemaaseh. Sipiru pam lerabbeinu Rabbi Yisrael zichro yagen alenu al echad alomed rak l'shem b'kius bli iyun. So once he was told about an individual who was learning only b'kius without iyun, nechrad Rabbi Yisrael v'amar. Rabbi Yisrael trembled and he said, "Hu lomed b'li iyun? How keitzad yizkel yiras shamayim? If he learns without iyun, how is he going to earn yiras shamayim? Hare b'limud b'iyun chazak tmuna yiras shamayim. Learning with iyun incorporates within itself yiras shamayim, ubevaday gam b'iyun kaza mevi la'alacha lemaaseh. And certainly, all the more so, if it's that type of iyun that brings one to practical conclusions. Acharei kol ele, after all of this, kol hamarbe lachazer harei ze meshubach. The more revision, the better. V'yadua ha-sipur al echad migdolei hador she'avar. It's a well-known story about one of gdolei hador previously, shel eis ziknasoi ratza liyos baki b'maseches achas. In his old age, he wanted to be so fluent in one maseches. He wanted to have such fluency that he could come with this masechta to Beis Din Shilmala and fulfill what the Gemara in Pesachim calls Vesalmudo Biyadoi, mamash at his fingertips. So he revised this masechta a number of times and tested himself. He noticed, he came to realize that he was not yet fully knowledgeable about it. He was frightened. He thought that perhaps he'd been overcome already with old age. Perhaps his brain was just not as proficient at acquiring material as he used to be. Out of his despair, his distress, he traveled to the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhin. In those days, Hagoin Rabbi Rafael Shapira, that was Rabbi Rafael Shapira at the time, v'shatach lefanav ezdagasoy, and he explained his worries to the Rosh Yeshiva. Shamar Rabbi Yehiel v'chiyech. Rabbi Yehiel smiled. Rabbi Yehiel, by the way, was known for his shatkanus. He hardly spoke, only the bare minimum. Tama ois ha-goin ma-pesher ha-chiyuch. So that goin wanted to know, why is he smiling? V'na'ana Rabbi Yehiel. So Rabbi Yehiel said to him, Kvoidoi chazar la-maseches 15 pa'am. Kvoidoi revised the maseches 15 times. V'retzilius ba-kipa, and you want to be fluent in it. For me, 15 times is just learning the Masechta. What I learn after that, that's considered for me repetition, revision. You haven't even begun revising the Masechta. What you've done thus far is only to learn it. That's as far as Iyun. Beis Limud L'Shem Bekius. In previous generations, in one zman, generally, they learned in Iyun approximately 70 daf. In our generation, he's writing this 50, 60 years ago. In our generations, Limud Biyun perhaps covers 20 daf in one zman. Ad kama sheyesh lezarez es ketzev alimud biyun. To the extent that we need to drive this further, the yeshivas need to teach more in Iyun, but still nireish en akoymetz masbir. It's still not going to be sufficient, even if Iyun is given an impetus. En akoymetz masbir sari, that's a phrase from the Gemara. It's not going to satisfy, it's not going to be sufficient. Veze mechayev kviyus seder miyuchad lelimud l'shem bekiyus. And therefore there must be a specific seder for bekiyus, for breadth, for fluency. We're not going to get there, to get the fluency in Shas, just from Iyun. Because even if you manage more than 20 daf in one's month, it's going to be perhaps 25 or 30 daf, it's not going to be sufficient. So there has to be a seder for Bekius. Yesh l'akpid l'ilmod kol yoyim l'chol ha-pachos daf gemara echad im oblita yisvez. One must be makpid to learn every day, at the very least, one daf of Gemara, with Taisvez, without Taisvez. Furthermore, one must be makpid to finish the masechta that one's learning bi'iyun. Finish it at least by the ki'us, even if bi'iyun one doesn't finish the entire masechta. Haragil b'limud bi'iyun miskashe l'ilmoid daf echad mibli l'ikanes l'masa umatan b'kushyes v'terutzim. A person who's learned bi'iyun, he finds it difficult to learn a daf without getting bogged down, kushyes and terutzim, and just being bogged down in the Iyun and then finding that he cannot complete the whole daf. Ach muchachim liisrageil limtzeitam bilimud daf gemara. A person has to become accustomed to find a taste, to find satisfaction in learning a daf gemara without being bogged down. Uloisif bechol yom yedios chadashes b'dvar shebal peh. And to add just knowledge every day of dvar shebal peh, to just accumulate material. This knowledge in and of itself already expands one's mind. It happens frequently that a person learns like this, the wellsprings of wisdom open for him. It helps one's Iyun learning. When a person has this breadth and has a familiarity with more and more subjects, even if he didn't learn the Iyun, it does help one's learning Iyun elsewhere. The daf has to be revised 4 times that day and on the next day. Paragraph Gimel, Limud Halacha. Limud ze hu kabalas oil shel chayim al pi halacha. Learning like this is to accept upon oneself the yoke of living according to halacha. V'ze la'atzmoy davar gadol. That in itself, that commitment by itself, is a great matter. Milevad zes, besides this, mi she'einu lomed halacha tadir. Person doesn't learn halacha regularly, and constantly renews his knowledge of it, almost necessarily you will stumble and transgress certain halachos, ulitim al halachos chamurois, sometimes even serious, very, very severe halachos, kegon behilchasa rabbis al shabbos, halachos of shabbos. Ratzui meoid lilmoid shulchan aruch or chaim emagen avraham. It's very desirable, very good, to learn Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim with the Magen Avraham lifnei ha'iyun b'mishnah berurah, before looking at the Mishnah Berurah. Furthermore, ein letzamtzem es limud ha'alacha le'Or HaChaim bilvad. One should not limit one's learning of halacha just to Oirach Chaim. Halachos rabois and mitzachos lemaseh kol yoim. Numerous halachos that are necessary on a day-in, day-out basis nimtzaos b'chelek ha-shlishi shel ha-chosh en mishpat. They're found in the third part of chosh en mishpat. V'en halachos chamurois, the very severe halachos, asher bli yedi asan alulim leikashel b'avon gezel ha-chamur, without which a person might very well stumble in yonim of gezel. L'chein yesh likbo l'chol ha-pachos pam b'shavua. Limud chosh en mishpat in perush asma. One should set aside at least once a week a seder to learn chosh en mishpat with the perush of the sma. Vilimod ilchos avida umtzia, that's in Siman Reish Nun Tes. That happens, people lose things and find things. Ilchos pikadoin in Siman Reish Tzavi Aleph. Ilchos gneva in Siman Shin Memches. Ilchos gzeila in Shin Nun Tes. Ilchos nezikin. Al nishkach, let us not forget, ki ashene halachos bechol yoim, a person who revises halachos every day, muvtach lo shuben olam haba. Shenema halichos. From the Tana de Ve'eliyahu, we say this in the Sidur frequently. The third one, Limud Musar, Re'ei Barichus Marhaba. The entire next set of essays is devoted to this, so we're not going to elaborate over here. Hey, Limud Torah Shebichzav. Yesh Lilmod Kol Yom Parashachas Mi Parashas HaShavua. A person has to learn a certain fraction, a certain part of Parashas HaShavua daily. I'm not talking here about the obligation, which is an obligation, it's in Shulchan Aruch, to learn, to revise the Pasha, Shnai Mikra V'chatagum. We're not talking about that, Ela Be'iyun Davka, to learn it thoroughly, to learn it deeply. V'chosam HaRoish Be'orcho Yischaim, the Rosh writes, L'moid Parashi Yischaim HaTzibur, Shnai Mikra V'chole, so learn the Pasha with the community, meaning Shnai Mikra V'chatagum, U'perush HaShizal, and learn the Perush of Rashi, usedakdek boi kasher tuchal, and delve into the Perush of Rashi to the extent that you can. Af sherashi ulichlam Perush pashut, even though Rashi's commentary seems to be simple and straightforward, la meivin ulimud adoresh dikduk v'amal. To those with more perception, it's a limud that requires very great effort and dikduk. V'yesh le'ayin midei pam b'firush ha'reim, that's Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, the Mizrahi that appears in the commentary on Rashi, or Gur Aryeh al Rashi, that's a Maharal on Rashi, k'de la'amoid al oimek ha'pashat shelenu, to understand the full depth of what Rashi is saying. Oidzes tzivu isenu rabu isenu ba'alei ha'musa. Furthermore, the ba'alei ha'musa instructed us l'ilmoid chumash le'ma'aseh, to learn chumash practically, to learn it with the idea of extracting from it insights for one's daily life. Viduim divrei hagra, amuvim besef ma'alos ha'tera, the words of the Gaon that are cited in ma'alos ha'tera are well known. Ki taryaga mitzvos im klalim, that when we speak about taryaga mitzvos, those are the overall rules, the overall categories. Ufirtei mitzvos yishnam blishiu, but details of mitzvos, they are innumerable. Ker yishnan pashiyes shlemes shen bein achas mitaryaga mitzvos. There are whole stretches of the Torah. We don't count any of the taryaga mitzvos, but it's not possible that there should be this whole paragraph without mitzvahs. It's necessarily in every paragraph there are many individual mitzvahs that are there to be understood by those who learn deeply. So when is learning chumash, one should try to ascertain these specific mitzvahs that are scattered in every parasha in the Torah. Yeshanu lakachat l'dugma sefer Oyer Chizkel. We should take this as an example. The sefer Oyer Chizkel Mimaran, Tzadik Yisad Adam Rabbi Yechizkel Levinstein, the Mashgiach of Mir, and later Ponivej, asher bechol ha-mikhtavim shekosav, kim'at bli yetze min haklal. In all the letters that he wrote, almost without any exception, ha'ir ha'aroes al ha-parasha shel Oyse Yoyim, shebo kosav ha-mikhtav. He had all sorts of insights and comments on the parasha of the day when he was writing the letter. He always had something to say about the parasha. Ki chol yom haya chay mamash b'parasha shel Oyse Yoyim. Every day he lived in the parasha of the day, ayin sham. Maran ha-gaon ha-tzadik Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian kava b'kabalos la-vadim shelo, the great Amud ha-musar Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, he instituted in his vadim sheyesh lilmod pam b'shavua perek echad b'nach, that once a week one should learn one chapter in Nach. Haragil b'sifrei Musar yoida, a person who's familiar with Sifrei Musar knows kitzad Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Bechaye v'Aramchal lamdu mi pesukim yesodes gdolim v'niflaim b'avodas Hashem. They learned from pesukim
very fundamental ideas in Avodas Hashem. And we should follow that path in learning Nach. It's wonderful to learn Nach with the Targum of Yonasan ben Uziel, the great Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. He revealed the explanations of the psukim that were known to Tanaim. His commentary, his translation is not really a translation, it's a commentary. It goes far beyond the basic translation into Aramaic of the text. It is very much more than that. Milvada pirushim al Nach, yesh lemod al kol parashas Yalkut Shimoni. So besides the standard commentaries on Nach, there's the Yalkut Shimoni, listamed memina echazal amdu yas Nach, because that's a collection of midrashim on the text, and as the author says, one learns from it how Chazal approached Nach. Perhaps here we should make a comment about the difficulty of learning Nevi'im Rishonim. We have already the Psak of the great master of Tanakh, Hagaon Rabbi Yosef Breuer, Rosh Yeshivas Frankfurt, the Almain, the Rosh Yeshiva of Frankfurt. He paskened that Nevi'im Rishonim should be learned either by Tinokei Shel Beis Rabban, by young children, or great Talmidei Chachamim. The young children learn it because they only understand the simple, superficial meaning, and that's fine for them. They can understand the matter in the light of the Sugyos HaShas that touch upon these passages. Without this, a person might distort the understanding. Regarding everything we have said in this chapter, yesh la'amod od al chiyuv gadol. There's one more great obligation. Vehu, letapeach ha'machshava b'Torah, to nurture thinking in Torah. Ha'asmada b'Torah eina nimdedes im hazman she'atamid chacham lomed bifni b'sefer. This is a point that the author makes a number of times in both volumes. Hasmada is not measured by the time that the Talmid Chacham spends in the Seder. It goes without saying that in the Seder, you'll spend the whole time learning. But that's not called Hasmada. Ela im iskor b'Torah b'machshav toy. Rather, what counts as Hasmada is the amount of time that his mind is preoccupied with Torah, b'shiv toy b'vissoy b'lech toy b'derech, when he's at home, and not by the Seder, not by the Sefer, when he's out walking or traveling in the car, b'shochvoy b'mitasoy, when he's in bed, uv'komoy b'menatechav amash, and immediately upon arising, in a queue, wherever it is, kol hatzlachasi shel Talmid Chacham b'serasei tluya b'zeh. The success of the Talmid Chacham in his Torah depends on this davka. Hadavarim metuarim b'arichus b'sha'a avodah ma'asis. We'll describe this in detail later on. Ach lo nuchal shelo la'asir gam kan, but we can't avoid here also making the point ha'la'ichach ha'gadoil, regarding the great imperative, la'atpis samachshava b'torah gam sheloi b'sha'as limud, to make sure that one's mind grasps Torah not in the formal Seder, outside the formal Seder. We should inscribe on our hearts the words of Tosfos that we mentioned many times in this Sefer. The author quotes this Tosfos many times in Sefer Tadav Chaf Aleph. Setam Talmid Chacham, the general, the entry level, the default Talmid Chacham is somebody who is Torah Se'u Manusoi. Torah is his preoccupation. Ve'isek u'meherher ba. He's thinking about it continuously. Does not walk without Torah. Adkan.